Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, before we get started, wanted to take a second to give a shout out to Pat Chung. He is a supporter of the podcast, and he bought me 20 coffees this week, which is a lot of coffees. And so thank you so much for your support, Pat. It just means the world to me that you would support the podcast in this way. I am currently, even as we speak, sipping on a caramel macchiato with oat milk. So this is the first time I've ever tried oat milk, and I think it's a keeper. I think I'm gonna go back to it again. But this also gives me a chance to give a shout out to Pat. He is actually the founder and CEO of Pod Inbox. For those of you guys who listen to the podcast, you know that I ask you guys to send me feedback or send me any questions that you guys have in my pod inbox. And so I think you'd be surprised to know a lot of podcasters, even some of the biggest podcasts, they still just have people record voice memos and then email it to them, which is kind of a terrible experience. But Pod Inbox makes it really easy for listeners to submit recorded messages. Honestly, I feel like in a couple of years, every podcaster is going to have a Pod Inbox. And so I don't know if any of you guys out there are podcasters yourselves, or you know somebody who is a podcaster, but I encourage you to let them know about podinbox.com. It's really the perfect solution for a podcaster who wants to get feedback from their listeners. And so Pat, again, thank you so much for the support of the podcast. Good luck with Pod Inbox. And with that being said, here's today's scripture reading. The Temptation of Jesus. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." Jesus' temptation in the wilderness gives us unique insight into Satan's tactics. Usually, the devil's activity is stealth and subtle. It's rare to get a glimpse of such an open confrontation between Jesus and Satan here. To be honest, it's a little more boring than I would have expected. I guess when I imagine an epic battle between Jesus, Son of God, versus Satan, Prince of Darkness, I don't know, I guess I expected it to look more like a superhero movie, with people flying around and laser beams shooting out of their eyes or something. But in reality, it was mostly a battle of words and will, trust and obedience. If you've ever studied martial arts, you know that there are certain pressure points on the body that are particularly vulnerable. You know, soft tissue and exposed nerves that, when attacked just right, can make even the strongest person give up. Satan attacks our pressure points. One pressure point that Satan attacks are the areas of our lives where we feel lack. Jesus had been fasting for 40 days. He was hungry, tired. He felt deprivation. So Satan attacks. "Jesus, you need to eat. You're the Son of God. Your mission isn't to starve to death, is it? Surely no one would fault you for pulling back the cover of humanity for just a moment to get what you need. It's such a little cheat, Jesus." And Satan will attack you in your areas of lack too. Areas of unmet physical needs and desires, like your finances. Or maybe even areas of emotional lack. Unmet needs and desires for love and relationships. He whispers, "You need this. God wouldn't want to deprive you, would he? If God hasn't come through by now, Maybe it's time to take it into your own hands. But Jesus' response to Satan was to quote scripture back to him. Man does not live by bread alone. In essence, what Jesus was saying to him was that there is more to life than having every desire met in every way that I want. And so I will trust God's way for me. And so your reflection for today is this: where are you experiencing lack in your life? And is Satan tempting you to compromise in those areas of unmet needs or unmet desires? And will you believe, like Jesus believed, that even a little with God far surpasses the temporary satisfaction of sin without him? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.